Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. It's a perfect song as we're going to play that Sirianni interview from this morning coming up in just a few minutes. Are we going to get Sirianni to buzz that hair again before Sunday? That hair
probably not.
Hair's getting pretty long.
Probably not.
Just like, wouldn't you guys feel better if it was buzz cut Sirianni
yes.
Sunday?
What do you mean, playoff Sirianni?
Lock in.
I mean, should I buzz mine before the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
I mean, it all depends on what Coach Sirianni does, because you're
You got to follow along. Yeah.
I mean, look, if we think about this, he buzzed it. They won 10 straight games. Mm-hmm. The hair grew back.
We lost
a game, and then the quarterback got injured.
I know. Things haven't exactly been perfect since he let the hair
this
grow back.
It's unraveling.
I guess when you put it in that perspective, yeah. Here's
how I would feel the best about this thing going all the way to New Orleans. Number one, Sirianni buzzes his hair again. Number two, Hugh's beard is green by Monday. I mean, that would give me a sense that we are really destined here for New Orleans.
Wait a minute. How did I get roped into what Coach Sirianni did? He the one that had the Britney Spears moment.
I know, but sometimes the stars have to align, and it aligns with your beard being green.
Spray paint it green?
This feels like pressure more than anything, though.
That's the point. I mean, that's...
Yeah. At least you're honest about it. Yeah. They can't deny that part.
All right, 215-592-949. We'll take a phone call, and then we'll let you hear Sirianni this morning on with the morning show. Gino is up on WIP. What's up, Gino?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, Gino. What's up?
Before I wanted to talk about the Jalen thing, and then after, I wanted to give you an apology about something, Joe. But let me... I think that everyone is making much about nothing here. I mean, I got to be honest. I'm 27 years season ticket holder, and I think that the Packers are such a non-threatening opponent that people are making this into such a big deal. Jalen's going to play, and they're just going to absolutely destroy this team.
So the more I've thought about this, and Gino, we're going to play a little bit for some sound coming out of the Green Bay, later in the show. I'm starting to think that the Packers are in a bad spot coming in here, and we really is if we play well, could win this game by double digits. Like I'm feeling better about the matchup. So you might be right about that, but the Hurts thing. I hope you're right, Gino. It's just weird to me. It's been this long, and he's still in the protocol. It's a little concerning.
Gino, I'm curious. How many points do you think the Packers are going to score, though? I'm just curious.
How many points do I think the Packers are going to score? I think it's going to be 34-14 Eagles.
Ooh, I'm cool with that.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah,
if you give me 13.
We roll 34-14.
Yeah,
stop with that.
I'm not worried at all. I think we're going to run all over them, and I think our defense will – and I, Jordan Love is just such an up-and-down quarterback, and I think so much has made of Jordan Love from last year. All he did was do what every other team does, kick Dallas's butt in the playoffs. Everybody does that every year. I mean, you know, he played great in that game.
That is the game, yeah. That's the signature game of his career, and he's kind of his reputation was built off of that. That's fair, Gino.
Jimmy Garoppolo kicked his butt, too. Kicked their butt in the playoffs, too. I mean, come on.
Well, everyone does.
But, Joe, before I let you go, I do owe you an apology about something, and – when you used to go at Carson Wentz pretty hard on Twitter, I have to be honest, I used to really go hard back at you, and I owe you an apology. Carson Wentz absolutely stinks.
He does stink.
I watched that game on Sunday afternoon. My God, is he brutal.
So,
Joe, anything I ever said that you mean on Twitter, I apologize for.
Well, you know, it's all good. Yeah, we're good now, buddy.
What kind of mean stuff did you say, though?
I'm sure lots of it, yeah.
You don't have to repeat it.
Gino,
well, I was just defending our quarterback.
I get it. You weren't the only one. Gino, we're good, man. We appreciate being part of the show and calling. And I don't need Carson apologies. I mean, we're past that. I mean we've settled that. Carson stays.
If Andy Reid can't save that man,
nobody can. Well, before the game on Sunday, there was some stuff I saw out there like maybe he's the next Baker, right? He's the next Sam Darnold, where you know he's bad.
That was my guess to take on Friday.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
And then look, if he had played well, that would have been a storyline.
Yeah.
I actually did see something. I forget where during the week last week that maybe the Giants or someone would kind of make him a bridge, like the Darnold thing, right? Like, you're a bust or you stink, and then you're a bridge starter and whatever. I don't know. I think it's over for Wentz.
Wait, but the Giants?
But I mean,
that would be amazing.
Wentz on the Giants? Two free wins? It'd be awesome. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's hear it. Nick Sirianni this morning on with Joe and John. They covered a lot in a playoff week, including the Jalen Hurts situation. Here it was.
Nick Sirianni. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Nick. So, Nick, congrats on 14-3 in the 2 seed. And, you know, I know you rested the guys, and I'm just curious out of the gate. I assume you do, but if you could tell us about the team's frame of mind. I mean, it seems like you guys are in a great spot right now to attack the postseason. How do you feel as the head coach of a team getting ready this time to go after it all, but one game at a time, I know. How do you feel the team is mindset-wise to go after it all?
Yeah, completely focused, just like we've been all season long, completely focused on the next game, the next practice, the next walkthrough, the next lifting session, the next meeting. So we're going to treat this week like we treated the last 17 weeks, just ready to go and putting all the work in this week that's necessary to try to win a game.
Nick, does literally nothing change? You know, because I know you're very consistent with that. You just got to handle what's right in front of you. Does nothing change when it's a postseason game, or does something get tweaked?
Literally nothing changes. You know, if I'm doing something a little bit different, that doesn't mean you don't work to get better and try to, you know, do things differently as far as, you know, some scheme stuff and some things that you were able to study and this and that. That doesn't mean that, but your process through the week stays exactly the same. We'd all be shortchanging this football team if, you know, when the stakes got higher, we did something different, because what did the last couple games mean and all the rest of the games that we played mean? So literally nothing changes. We go into the process and go through the exact same process that we've been going through for the past 17 weeks.
Nick, I know Jalen is still in concussion protocol. With him still in that protocol, does rust worry you if he gets cleared and how he hasn't played for a couple weeks now?
No. We got so much faith in him and this and the things that he can do. And this is why you practice the way we practice. Practice is highly, very high intensity. I feel like we have a great practice plan and our guys, go about their business in practice, very game-like. And so that's where you work out your kinks or anything that you have. But, just being locked in and focused all week and got a lot of faith in Jalen, as he gets ready to play the football game.
It was a really rough choice you had to make last week. How do you avoid second-guessing the Saquon decision? And are you sensing any lingering effects of possibly disappointment that might be carrying over that worry you?
No, we have a lot of conversations. This is why you one of the big important reasons to be a connected football team and for the head coach to be connected to his players is so you can have these conversations and be able to have honest conversations of what they're feeling, what I'm feeling, what the right thing to do for them and the football team is, and vice versa of what how they feel that as well. So I have no concerns about that, no regrets about that, and ready to move forward and play Green Bay.
And when you compare week 1 to week 19, what's the biggest, it really is unusual. You get to go all the way back to the beginning to get ready for the beginning of the playoffs. What's the biggest difference in the Packers, and what's the biggest difference in your team?
Yeah, there's been so many football games that have been played. There's been so many different things. Again, as you go through each week, just like I was saying earlier, you go through the same process. Process remains the same. But, you tweak things as you go, as far as, hey, we're pretty good at this. Let's do this a little bit more. And then that grows, and hey, we're not quite as good at this. Let's pull back on that. And they do the same thing. That doesn't mean that you don't go and watch the tape from the beginning of the year, because we will. You do that from, if you hadn't played an opponent in a year, you'll go back and watch the tape from the year before.
Sure.
If you hadn't played an opponent in 2 years, you'll go back. I mean, I'll go back 3 or 4 years if we hadn't played that opponent in a while. And just to watch that football game. So it's the same thing here, but I just have a lot of respect for this football team. I think Matt LaFleur is a great football coach, and You know, they obviously have done some really great things there. I think he's got some special players that that he coaches up well, and him and his staff coach up well. Just a lot of respect. And they've continued to get better. I think both teams are no doubt better than they were, you know, in Brazil in week one. And it'll be a good matchup.
Nick Sirianni with us right now. Nick, you always have to prepare for the possibility of a backup QB getting in there. Do you, with Jordan Love's injury, do you prepare more? Do you spend more time this week than usual on the possibility of the backup getting in there, in this case, Malik Willis?
Yeah, always. You always spend time with that. And, you know, with the uncertainties, you might spend a little bit more time, yeah. You know, that will continue to show itself as the week progresses. But, yeah, you have to prepare for everything. That's what, you know, the preparation is the part where, you know, all the work's done to, you know, to get, put yourself in position to win. So, yeah, just like you prepare for, you know, rain, wind, snow, you know, their plan, you know, what the things they do, the things they've shown on tape, their big time players. You do the same thing here in this situation. So, you know, we'll leave no stone unturned. We'll watch every game. We'll watch all the times, Willis has played, and we'll go from there.
Nick, Jake Elliott missed again, and he's now 1 of 7 from 50 yards out or farther. What's the difference this year? He was so money from any distance previously. It feels like the farther the kick this year, the less confidence we as fans have in him. What's the root of that?
You know, I still have so much faith in Jake and in what he's done and how he's been so clutch. You know, I think that, you know, he obviously has some misses. We've had a couple that have been at the end of the half where we've really, you know, which a lot of teams do, you push the line there at the end of the half to, mm-hmm. because it's going to be your last, you know, your last play there. You know, I think one got blocked. So all those things you take into account. But I still feel like if there's nobody else in the league I'd rather have if we're lining up to kick a game-winning kick than Jake Elliott. And, you know, again, you guys see it on Sunday, and that's very understandable. But, you know, we get to see it Monday, you know, Monday through Saturday of the clutch. You know, we practice different things to put them in high-pressure situations during practice. And so you have faith because of what you see Monday through Saturday. In preparation for Sunday.
We as fans, we just worry so much about whether he's physically, like, sound, and then we also worry about his head. When he misses a couple, can he bounce back from that adversity?
I think this guy has the definition of dog mentality. So he's the same guy every single day. I love his mentality. You got to have that mentality as a quarterback. You got to have that mentality as a quarterback, as a defensive back, as a kicker, as a wideout. Every position in football, you have to have that. And those guys that, you know, there's a reason he's played for as long as he has in this league, that he has that mental toughness to be able to move on and adjust whatever he needs to adjust after a miss and focus on the task at hand. And I have, again, like I said, I have no doubt in his mindset, have no doubt in his ability that he'll be ready to go this weekend.
Nick, that's the great. Last couple of weeks you saw both of your backup quarterbacks somewhat extensively. Have you made a decision yet on who your designated number two QB will be in the postseason, Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKay?
You know, I think the main thing is just I got so much confidence in that entire room. You know, it's a good problem to have. You know, Kenny's played really good. When, you know, Kenny played, I felt like a really good game against Washington, and then for the first half plus against Dallas to put us in a position, you know, that we were winning the game when he came out, pretty sound. And then, you know, Tanner came in and played the rest of that game really well, and I thought he played a really good game there. And so we have three guys that we feel really good about, which, you know, that there's something to be said about that, and really have a ton of confidence in all three of those guys. And it's been, you know, we're able to see the backups play with Kenny and with Tanner, and they just got some really good reps and some great film out there, and kind of showed us what we were expecting, you know, based off our you know, how we see them and view them in practice.
Nick, what's the biggest difference in postseason play compared to regular season play?
You know, again, we're going to try to treat everything the exact same way as far as our preparation. But there's, you know, there's a couple more cameras out there. There's a little bit more, you know, there's going to be more media in our press conferences this week. There's going to be, you know, all those different, there's going to be a little bit more people on the sideline, a couple more former players on the sideline that, you know, are doing the broadcasting and all the media. And so, again, our job as players and as coaches is to try to keep it as normal as possible. Like, you know, I would compare it to this. Like, you try to keep the same routine, right? And so a basketball player is taught, you know, you get up to the free throw line and you take a dribble, you breathe in and out, and then you shoot, right? And that was my routine, you know, and everybody has their own routine. Some guys are four dribbles and some guys are two dribbles and a spin.
You were one dribble, that's it?
I wanted to shoot. I wanted to roll.
What's your percentage? What's your free throw percentage?
Not as good as mine.
I was a good free throw shooter. I'm not going to say. I think I was in the low 80s.
Wow.
Of the player.
Holy cow.
You may have to stat check that. I did have a,
that's
I did
impressive.
Have a couple bad games. But I had a couple good games too. But anyway, you keep it all the same. You try to keep it all the same. So if all of a sudden when things are different, when, you know, whoever's on the sideline, you know, this week or whatever it is, you start doing something different with your routine. You know, you don't do that. Basketball players don't do that. We don't do that. And so there'll be some things that feel different. There is no doubt. Like you can't hide that. But you know, our job is to, and my job and my message really this week is going to be keep yourself consistent. You win 14 games and you win the NFC East. You don't gather everybody up and go, okay, here's what we're going to do now. You know, you say, hey, this is what we've done. This is what's worked. Let's go back to the bit, you know, let's go and get ourselves ready. Because then the preparation is what helps you, you know, put yourself in position to be able to win.
So, Nick, I totally get the be consistent thing. I want to a little flip side, and I'm curious if it resonates with you. Jalen just does not seem to run as much early in the first quarter as he does as the game develops. And I get that. I mean, it's week four of the regular season. It's not as critical as a postseason game. Do you unleash him earlier so that he and your offense can be at its best as early as possible in a do-or-die game?
Yeah, you know, Jalen does so many things well. We'll do whatever we need to do to get a fast start. We'll do whatever we need to do to win this game, and I know he'll do the exact same. And, you know, he does so many things well that, you know, we'll see how the game goes. We'll see how the game goes. But, again, like I said, I know it's important to get a fast start. I think we've been better at that since, you know, for the past month and a half of the season. Doesn't mean we started off so slow that I don't think we aren't going to crack the top 10 here, but the push that we've made has shown some real progress of things we've gotten better at. And again, like I said, we'll do everything we need to do to get a fast start to help us win this football game.
Nick, final thing here. You are in your career 2-0 in home games in the postseason at Lincoln Financial Field. You know, Andy Reid went through it a lot, you know, won a lot of home games at the Link and the Vet. What is it like to coach at home at Lincoln Financial Field in a postseason game? What does that crowd mean to you?
Yeah, like I said, everything's heightened, right? Everything's heightened as far as the atmosphere. And that's a great thing because we have the best fans and the best sports city in the world, in my opinion, and it's going to be rocking. And every time I've felt like every time we've played a whole playoff game, it is rocking in there. And you can, you know, when I really saw that and noticed that is I remember when we first got here, Coach Gannon was like, hey, let me show you the video of us playing the Eagles before the 2017 NFC Championship game. I'm like, oh my God, that's unbelievable. And so that's where my, like, because I had never played a playoff game. I was always in the AFC, so I had never played a playoff game here. And so you saw that atmosphere, and you thought, and you can't help but when we got here in 2021, take yourself to a moment when you're going to be playing home playoff games and think about how special that it's going to be. And then fast forward, you know, to the two games we had in 2022, you know, of how special that atmosphere was. I think, you know, obviously the biggest game I've ever been a part of in my career as a football coach is that 2022 NFC Championship game, the biggest win, championship game, and the atmosphere and the feeling. So you just have all those, you have all those memories that flood back of the way that the stadium sounded, the atmosphere of our crowd, how loud it was on a third down when they were trying to go to convert it. You know, how rowdy it is when, after you score or after one of their players looks in the stands and they get booed. Like it just all those feelings, it make me feel about all those feelings there of that you get, and just how important our city is, how important our crowd is, to the success of our team. I'm here in this playoff run.
Hey, Nick, the city, the whole region, really, really excited. Good luck to you on Sunday versus the Green Bay Packers, Nick. Good luck.
All right, thanks, guys.
There was this morning Nick Sirianni on with John and Joe as he gets ready to prepare for a playoff game. Even this morning, he was very vague about the backup quarterback. You know, it was a simple question. Like, it's about the idea of who's the number two. Forget the Jalen stuff for a second, because no matter if Jalen's good or not, they need the backup to be prepared and all that.
Yeah.
And you would, like, my gut is, if everyone's fine, Pickett, right? Pickett has the experience. Yeah. He's been the two. He started the game against Dallas. I know McKee played well last week, but he wouldn't even give a straight answer. It makes me wonder, Hugh, if a lot of this is just gamesmanship and he's trying to get the Packers prepare for three quarterbacks.
It is, and that's what it basically is trying to do. You're trying to get them to prepare for three quarterbacks, because no matter what, even though Coach said the way he said it, you still have to prepare for all three. I mean, you would be foolish not to. Now, like I said earlier, there are going to be guys that you prepare for more than others. But at the end of the day, you're going to prepare for all three.
Yeah. So we'll see about that and the Jalen stuff. But again, still vague. And I do have concern about Hurts still being in the protocol. And even if he gets out of it tomorrow, some rust on Sunday in this game. 215-592-9494. You can react to the Sirianni interview. Your thoughts on Hurts? Are you concerned that he's still in the protocol? Who do you want as the second quarterback on Sunday? We are a Pickett show. We are Pickett people here on the WIP Midday Show, even though, we know Hugh loves Tanner McKee. We established that the last couple of days. Plus, along with Ross Tucker at 1 today, we got to play this for you, because the vibes in Green Bay, they're not great. We got to play some audio. That Packers team, they're doubting themselves right now. You'll hear it next. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about bacon. Y'all know how much I love bacon. Specifically, Hatfield bacon. It's the best, man. I tell you, I can eat bacon breakfast, dinner, and lunch. In that not exact order, but you know what I'm talking about. It's delicious, and there are so many different flavors and cuts, like hardwood smoked bacon. They got applewood smoked bacon, thick-cut hardwood smoked bacon, and there's that extra thick-cut bacon, maple brown sugar. That's my favorite. Do yourself a favor and go get you some Hatfield bacon today. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your fork. Hatfield, check them out.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned with the Jalen Hurts situation? It's our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. 69% voting no. 31% yes. It's a lot of people with their head in the sand on a quarterback that's been in concussion protocol for 2+ weeks. Just head in the sand.
Yeah, because I think they feel comfortable with the guys and the fact that, you know, Green Bay Packers look like they're leaking oil a little bit. So I think that's where people are. You know, the cooler heads prevail in situations like this.
Yeah, it's interesting how confident you are that they could win the game even if Hurst doesn't get clear concussion protocol. I mean, that would be...
I mean, it's a simple formula, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, simple.
Well, when I say simple, I mean for us offensively. And we saw a little bit of that when Kenny Two Gloves was out there. Get a ball to Saquon, even though it was tough sledding. Get a ball to Saquon. Put the ball in the hand of your playmakers. Jalen's special. No question about that. And I'm not trying to diminish what he brings to the table. That's not what I'm trying to do. But at the same time, if he's not ready to go, there is a formula for success here,
there
in
is,
my opinion.
But to be fair, so we saw Kenny extended play twice this year, right? Washington mm-hmm. when he came in, and then Dallas. They lost with Kenny against a good team. They beat a bad team. The Green Bay's, I don't think Green Bay's great, and I agree with you, they're leaking oil. We're going to hear in this segment from some of the stuff going in the locker room, but they're good, right?
Yeah, they're not a slouch.
No,
I'm not saying
they won 11
but,
games.
But the Saquon Barkley that got him for, what, 3 touchdowns in the first game or 2? One or two or three.
It was three. I think it was three.
Yeah, that's not the same Saquon. That Saquon was just getting his feet wet. That Saquon was looked at as a complimentary piece in that game.
He was.
Now this Saquon is the centerpiece. It's a totally different ball game now, brother. And with that being said, you're going to have to allocate all of your resources. Well, I would think. To stop that man who just, by the way, got slighted from breaking the all-time rushing record in the NFL. So you know he's going to be ready to play.
Yeah, he had 3 touchdowns. I'm looking back at the box score now. It was 20. His rushing actually was kind of tame considering the rest of the season. It was 24 for 109.
Just getting his feet wet.
2 touchdowns. And then he had the two receptions, 23 yards and a touchdown. He had that touchdown in the front corner of the end zone on like the wheel route. Yeah, he played well that day, but you're right. He's been better since then. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines, and of course, your thoughts on the Hugh Beard situation, which you know we're trying to pin you down with a number here. We're going to extend this now to Sunday because you've put up such a stink the last couple days. That we'll go.
I'm not going to go quietly into the night.
No, I mean you're lucky that we're nice about this because I mean we could.
You were nice. You've been bullying me the whole time.
You lost.
I did lose. Let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
Say, because we like to play the gambling game.
Mm-hmm.
Say, if we made a bet for the Eagles defense not to give up 18 points a season, and say we went with the numbers that we see on the official account or the official stats from the NFL, do you think Vegas would pay you that bet?
I think if the bet was defensive points allowed.
See, now we're playing semantics.
No,
Okay,
the wording
matters. Points allowed. Points allowed. Okay, so if you had a bet for 18 points a game,
yeah.
Do you think that they would pay you out?
I don't know how they'd handle this.
You know how they would handle
it,
Joe.
They are pretty particular about the way it's worded in those bets. So I think if they said defensive points per game allowed, then they would pay that out.
Yeah, so that means I won.
No. Mm-mm. No, that means I won.
Means no, because actually what I said,
nope.
you heard what I said. I rounded up because they actually gave up 17.8 points a game. And I said if they went to the stat that I was referring to and you made a bet for 18 points.
No, like if say the bet that we made was
no,
on FanDuel.
No, I'm talking about
we would have gotten paid out.
Okay, so that means I won.
No, we would have gotten paid out.
No,
you're not, Kyle and
no.
I don't think you're
that
following.
That means you're not following what I'm saying. I said if we made a bet on FanDuel saying that the Eagles gave up 18 points a game.
But the bet was the Eagles' defense.
Yet. The Eagles.
Now you're the one trying to spin this into something.
No, I'm not spinning it, but
spin
I'm saying the Eagles.
Dr. Douglas.
If okay, let's do it the way you said it then. The Eagles defense gave up 18 points a game.
But they gave up less than that.
They would pay that bet out. They would pay that bet out.
I
18
know.
Points a game. They would pay it out.
All I know
so
is.
So that means in essence I won.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
Why?
Because it would be the allowed the opponents to score. The opponent's bets,
no,
right?
No, not if it said defensive points per game.
No, defense. You said defensive points.
Okay.
Yeah.
You keep telling yourself that, all right?
I'm just trying
keep
to tell you, man.
Keep telling yourself
won.
That. You
did
didn't.
Win.
I mean, I think the entire city feels a certain way.
No, I know the city feels a certain way because of my take. They're not feeling a certain kind of way because, like, in the stat book, when it says how many points did the defense allow, and if you ask Siri right now, how many points did the Eagles defense allow, she'll say 17.8.
I have an agenda.
You know, I think we need to maybe get an official. Maybe we could find a way to get someone with the official stats for the NFL. I mean, this because I'm pretty confident you lost on just reality here, and you're living in
how many points did the Eagles defense allow in 2024? That's what I just asked Siri, and it said it goes to Fox Sports points allowed, NFL stat leaders. It says Eagles 303, Los Angeles Chargers. 301.
Yeah, but we established that's
stats.
Wrong.
No,
wrong.
But this is Siri. Siri is like the top of the top.
Siri doesn't know 300, anything.
It says
not.
The Los
Siri
Angeles Chargers.
Doesn't know anything.
301. That's what it said. I'm looking at it. It said NFL official, NFL stat.
I can't even say the head coach's name without this technology popping
this
up on
is
my phone.
NFL
she has no
stat.
Idea what she's doing.
I'm just telling you.
Didn't we establish earlier that the Chargers beat writer negated all this last night? It's over. I mean,
the Philadelphia Eagles defense allowed 303 points, opponent points this season.
No, opponent points. That's not points by the opponent's offense.
No, it said the Philadelphia Eagles defense. Yeah. It says Eagles defense 2024 points allowed.
Lies,
that's what it says.
And those are lies. I mean, we all.
That's what it says. Matter of fact, I'm going to make this my header now.
What is the Eagles' defense on the field when the Jaguars' offense scored?
It says Eagles'
no, their defense scored.
2024 points allowed. That's what it says. I'm going by what it says.
You know what? Let's talk to Joe and Kenson. I need to
I'm just saying.
What's up, Joe? Joe? All right, Joe's probably trying to calculate this. Seth and Media is up. What's up, Seth?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey, Seth. What's up?
Not much. Cue the camera over there.
Unbelievable.
First of all, Seth.
No, let me put this to bed.
No, Seth. Let me. First of all, don't call me Hugh the camera. That's where we draw the line.
You're acting. Hugh the camera.
Okay,
I'm
so Seth,
right
when
now.
You look at the stats for the Eagles defense, how many points does it say it gave up? How many points does it say it gave up?
Let me put this to bed.
No, let you spin it. That's what you're about to do. Spin it,
sir. You tried to say that when the Eagles. When the Eagles' offense has an interception, that they turn into the defense, right?
First of all, I didn't. That wasn't my spin. That was my lawyer's spin. Get it right.
Okay. Well, your lawyer is about to lose. Okay. Because here you go. And I don't even have a law degree, right? I graduated from Delco University. All right. Here we go. When the defense gets an interception and runs it back for the touchdown, does that count towards an offensive touchdown?
Nope.
No, it does not. So there is no way that the offense should ever be counted as defense. Yeah, they have to make a tackle, and that's part of it, but they're still the offense, right? When offensive line blocks somebody, it's an offensive block. Defensive line blocks somebody, it's a defensive. It's part of the game.
Seth, I'll let you speak now. Matt, please have the floor.
100%, Mr. Greenbeard.
Okay, so do you have a smartphone?
I mean, sure.
No, do you have a smartphone? Now, do me a favor. When you get off the phone from this phone call, ask your smartphone, how many points did the defense allow of the Philadelphia Eagles in 2024? Ask your smartphone that and see what comes up.
Don't do it.
No, because he knows what's going to happen.
But the smartphone doesn't understand the context.
I'm giving him the context. When you say, okay, do me this favor. For everybody, Seth, for everybody who says that I lost this bet, do this exact thing for me. Google, go into your smartphone just like this, say, how many points did the Philadelphia Eagles defense give up this year? Ask to say that. Just say that and get back to me.
But the phone's wrong.
No.
We can do the math ourselves and figure this out.
No, get back. No, when you do that, when you do that, get back to me. I am not asking you.
You're trying to get off on a technicality.
No, I'm not trying to get off on a technicality.
When you Google something.
I am doing specifically what y'all are doing.
No.
Google, do me that favor then.
We just did the math.
Go into your phone and say Siri or Alexa or whatever it is. Say how many points did the Eagles defense allow in 2024? That for me and get back to me.
I will do that, but then you got to go on your smartphone and try and find who has the best prices on green beard dye.
Dog, listen,
phone call, Seth.
I've already, I knew that there was a possibility that this was going to happen. So don't you worry about that. Just do what I asked you to do. I got this covered. If it happens, I am a man of my word. I will do this, but as of yesterday and today and or later on this week, I'm right.
I mean, you could say it. It doesn't mean it's true, but you could believe that. Do we? I want to play something for everyone. Angie, I want you to hear this again, and then I want you to tell me what this was, because let's just hear it. I mean, this is not a score that should be counted against the Eagles' defense. Here it was back in week 9.
Hurts comes back. He gives it off to Barkley. Barkley crawls along the ground, fumbles the football, and it's recovered. That was a fumbled ball. He was down. The Jaguars pick it up. They're running down the field, and in for the touchdown goes Trayvon Walker.
Now, there's a reason for concern.
Wow, that defense, man, really serious.
No, I hear what you're saying, but like I said, when we do it again for y'all, just because Siri, how many points did the Philadelphia Eagles defense give up in 2024?
Quite frankly,
she ain't going to speak to me. But it comes up the same.
She's getting tired of you.
She knows you're wrong.
No, she don't speak. She don't speak, but she know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That's all. Hey, I only can go on what's being said and what Vegas is going to honor. And the NFL is honoring
this
that.
Is the
says 303 points.
This is the Midday Show sports book.
I know. This is the Midday Show full of bullies and coercers.
Let's take it a step further. Forget the
and
points.
Coercers and rabble-rousers.
Forget the points.
And people that hate the fieriest take that ever has been on this radio station.
Okay.
That's the best take ever. They're going to put that on my Rushmore out there.
Your take is in the bottom of the Schuylkill.
Let's take it a step further. Seth, did you Google it, Seth? Where you at, Seth?
Can we take
it? I ain't heard from you.
Can we take it a step further?
We've taken it further as we go. We've taken it this far. Why not? Why not? Let's go a little bit further.
When the Jaguars picked up that fumble and ran in for the touchdown, should all those yards also be counted against our defense?
Well.
Want me to do it again? Siri.
No, I don't care about Siri.
I'm just telling you what Siri
Siri's just reading from Google.
I'm just
Siri
telling you what
doesn't know
Siri's
anything.
Saying.
Not for Siri. All right. Can we hear from the Packers? We could all agree on this. The vibes in Green Bay, they're not great. So what do we have here, Kyle? Do we have Xavier McKinney?
Xavier McKinney and Matt LaFleur.
All right. Let's hear from this. So yesterday and Sunday after the game. So the Packers lost their last two games. Right? They lost in Minnesota 2 weeks ago. And they lost to the Bears at home in a game. I guess they were trying for seeding and trying to avoid coming here, but they couldn't even win it anyway. The coach botched the timeout situation at the end. He gave they lost the Bears. The Bears tried to win a game since October. They lost the Bears on Sunday. Listen to this stuff. It doesn't sound to me, Hugh, like the Packers are coming in here as a strong, united front. Let's hear from Xavier McKinney first. Packers safety had a great season as a free agent there, but he did not seem thrilled with how the team's playing after the game.
What would you like to see corrected from this one before next week?
Everything. Yeah. I mean, this is what it is. Same stuff every week. So, I mean, I think it's, the guys individually, everybody got to look at themselves and say, okay, what do we want to do? You know, how far do we want to take this? And, I think that's just the reality of it.
You know, I hear that, Hugh. I get some last year Eagle vibes to that. They won 11 games, but the question heading into the postseason is, what do you want to get fixed? And he said everything? That doesn't sound good.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. It just sounds like a team that's in a little bit of disarray. They don't like the way things are going. Basically, like you said, they sound like we did last year.
It does.
There's a little bit of, dissension in the ranks a little bit.
Well, then the head coach asked about, a little team meeting after the game. Here's LaFleur in his locker room after the game on Sunday.
How do you deal with your team's psyche? You were rolling pretty good last year going into the postseason. You could feel the momentum. What's your approach as a coach to get
I think it's like I said, I think
the guys had some strong words in the locker room. I think their mind will be in the right place, and it all starts with our energy, how we attack it, and coming into the building. And you know, it's we said this way back when during training camp. It's standards over feelings, and you know, there's a standard that we have to approach each day with, and you got to come in with that energy and just attack it, and you know, put your best foot forward, because anything, this is like March Madness from here on out. I mean, anything can happen.
I mean, when you're being asked about your team's psyche heading into the postseason, something's off. I the more I hear that stuff, the better I feel about the Eagles on Sunday. They don't seem right, even though they're obviously a good team here. They don't seem right heading into this game.
Well, that's not what you want to hear, honestly, before a playoff game. You don't want to hear we got to fix everything.
And we got to talk about the psyche of the locker room.
Yeah. You don't want to talk about that, because it's one of those things where, you know, we were wishful thinking last year. We were in a situation where we were hoping. We all knew that the Eagles were in a bad spot, but going into the playoffs, we were all hoping that the outcome was going
to
be.
Oh, we lied to ourselves.
Yeah. We hoped the outcome that was going to be in our favor. I say all that to say I'm not counting on that, but it doesn't sound good. Now, we still got to go out there. We just can't roll our hats out there and expect them to lay down. You still got to go out there and play the game, but it doesn't sound good. It really doesn't sound good over there.
Yeah, if the Eagles are buttoned up on Sunday, they're in a much better spot. They're better. They're at home. They're a better team to begin with, and their vibes are way better. They're more cohesive than the Packers right now. That makes me feel good. Now we just got to make sure the quarterback's healthy, ready to go. Jay in West Philly, what's up, Jay?
What's going on?
How are we doing, Jay?
Look, another day for you to worry about something, Jeff.
That's right.
You worry about everything, man. Look, you're going to be rested, ready for the playoffs. You got Saquon Barkley back there to ease him into the game. We're going to be good, man. Stop worrying about everything.
Well, I'll worry less once he gets out of concussion protocol. I mean, that seems fair.
He's going to be all right, man. You don't think if the game missed on last week, you don't think he would have been ready to play?
No. He didn't clear concussion protocol. He wouldn't have been able to.
The game didn't mean anything, so they kept him out of there. There's no reason. His finger messed up. That's probably what they held him out more than that concussion protocol. His finger messed up. So
but he could. But they didn't play any of the starters. He could have practiced last week and still not played. I mean,
practice for what? He know all the plays. He know what's going on.
He's the quarterback.
Exactly, and he's taking a break till the playoffs come.
Oh,
not
great.
Worry about everything, man. Stop being.
Well, someone around
down,
here has to worry about this.
Look,
somebody got
to
do it.
You need to worry about losing that bet, which you already lost.
Oh, you're on Hugh's side of this?
I mean, because technically I did win. But the peer pressure.
What fight?
They're trying to make me succumb to peer pressure.
This is a joke.
Hey, Hugh, the nervous guy already told on himself. Because what do you say? He said double or nothing. That means you lost. That's what you say when you lose.
No, I mean, I'm just trying. I'm trying to offer an olive branch to. I mean, Hugh's flip flopping like a fish over here.
I should have known that Jay would be annoying about this.
I am not flip flopping.
So wait, Jay, you think defensive touchdowns should count for the points?
17.8.
Is 17.8 or 17.8? Man, I don't. You know, we can argue how we got there. But when you Google,
men lie, women lie, numbers don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That tell them again, Jay. I'm just saying.
Numbers do lie, though.
Just Google what I just told you to Google.
Hold on. Just for the sake of clarity, statistics in football can absolutely lack context, Jay. Just to point that out.
When you look at the paper, what did it say? 17.8, right?
Right, but that's without context.
There is context. You asked your smartphone how many points did the Eagles defense give up this year.
Well, an update on that. Because I've received text messages of people asking their smartphone.
Uh-huh.
It takes me directly to the page where it only says 17. They rounded down.
How about that?
No, that's
what you asked the people to do.
You asked!
That is not true.
It is. I have photo evidence.
That is not true.
Okay. So, look. If it's 16.
Well, that's still the point. I still got one, then.
No, it's not. It's 17 or 0,
it would be 7. No, it has to be. If it's not 17.8,
the one thing
has
I do
to be 17.1.
100% is if we said 17
no,
or fewer.
No, you're right. But if it says – it can't say 17. It has to say 17.1.
No, I can see it. It says 17.
I mean, the worst thing for you, Hugh, is that Jay's on your side. Jay, good phone call. I mean, you got Jay on your side. You've lost. All right? Bottom line is this. The Eagles defense, just that flat out. The Eagles' defense allowed 288 points this year. They allowed a touchdown on special teams. They allowed a touchdown via their offense fumbling for a return. Those are the facts, and by that alone, your beard should be green right now. I am, as a friend, trying to help you get to Sunday
Wait
to extend
minute,
this.
You know what? See, I'm about to go on the Eagles' official spot. Let me see what my
okay.
man...
Okay, you do
let
that.
Let me see what my man Dave's
Let's go to so. Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Oh man, this you know I love you, right?
I'm listening.
But
you're killing me, Hugh. I mean, you my hero, but when you sit up here, see, here's the thing. You're getting attacked, and rightfully so, because you're standing on, you know, a jackass statement. And then
So wait a minute, Big V. Let me finish. Are you mad at me about my take, or are you mad at me about the fact that I actually won the bet? Which one is
Actually, I'm not mad at you about either of those.
Okay,
obvious facts.
So what are the obvious facts in this situation, Big V?
The obvious fact is that statistically will prove, since you're getting so much backlash from a statement that defense is a luxury, and is what you're standing on, which is a jackass statement.
Okay, but how am I wrong, Big V? How am I wrong? Because how many points did the Eagles defense give up this year?
Okay, let me ask the first
see,
one.
You see, this is the, wait a minute, Big V. I'm gonna let you speak, but this is why, Big V. I'm gonna let you speak, but this is where you're making this conversation harder than it needs to be, because I asked you a direct question, and I'm gonna answer your questions.
Asked me three
but
direct questions
no,
and
but Big V.
Answer.
But you're doing a lot of you're doing tap dance. Okay, I'm gonna ask you again, Big V, in case you missed it. How many points does it say that the Eagles defense gave up this year?
It depends on who you're
asking. See, this is where we part ways, BV. I asked you a specific question. We're going to have a grown-up conversation, but I'm trying to get you to acknowledge what I'm trying to get you to acknowledge. Again, I'll ask. How many points did it say that the Eagles defense gave up this year?
Okay, according to yours, it says 17.8.
Big V, because see, now you're playing semantics. We're doing a word salad.
These are alternative facts.
No. Go to the NFL's website, NFL.com, and type in. The floor is yours. I'm done talking. The floor is yours, bro.
We don't need a website. We watched it. We watched the Jaguars
defense. The floor is yours, Big V. I have nothing else to say because it's clear to me now that I can't have a grown-up conversation with you. So you got the floor, dog. It's all yours.
It's clear that you can't seem to have a grown-up conversation with 70% of the audience on that subject.
Big V, before I let you finish, because you threw a shot, I'm not wrong in this. This is personal, and I know this. This ain't about me being right or wrong. This is personal. But go ahead. The floor is yours. You got it.
It's personally about you being wrong.
See, thank you, Big V, for acknowledging this.
Here's what's pissing people off that love you, Hugh. Instead of you acknowledging that, you get into more jackassery to support a fact that you know you've already lost. And then when we just when we think that it couldn't get worse, you go into a higher level of jackassery.
No, Big V, y'all just mad because I'm right and I won't back down.
And Big V, as someone who spews a lot of jackassery, I get it.
I will stand my ground. And I won't bang.
Oh my gosh, I don't care.
Because I'm right. Google it. Big V, Google it right now. Google it. Y'all mad because I said something that got under people's skin, but I was right for 2 years.
2 years?
Yes.
Said something that got under people's
this
skin,
is not. This is the hill. I'll die on this hill.
I'm
going to die on this one. This is my new heel.
Yeah. This thing was dead on arrival.
This is my new heel.
The second it left your lips.
You, Big V, and whoever else want to call me names. I stand on what I say because, like I said, when I Google what I Google, it says 17.8. And if you want me to, I will put it up again because I put it on my Twitter. It says 17.8 by the Eagles defense.
What's
That's
the reaction
what
been on that post, by the way?
What?
What's the reaction been? You posted on Twitter. What's been the reaction?
I mean, it's been a whole lot.
Do people agree?
You know what?
No, it's been a whole lot of people that just want me to run around with a green beard. I even got people talking about, hey, man, just do it for the people.
On the other side, we'll have a football guy, Ross Tucker. He knows what this means. We'll get his opinion on it. Plus, is he concerned about the Hurts situation? Pickett or McKee, who should be number two? And Ross's take on the game, the matchup, the Packers and the Eagles. We'll talk to Ross Tucker next, along with all your phone calls. 215-592-94. 949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are you concerned with the Jalen Hurts situation? It's our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. 69% voting no, 31% yes. It's a lot of people with their head in the sand on a quarterback that's been in concussion protocol for 2+ weeks. Just head in the sand.
Yeah, because I think they feel comfortable with the guys and the fact that, you know, Green Bay Packers look like they're leaking oil a little bit. So I think that's where people are. They, you know, the cooler heads prevail in situations like this.
Yeah, it's interesting how confident you are that they could win the game even if Hurst doesn't get clear concussion protocol. I mean, that would be...
I mean, it's a simple formula, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, simple.
Well, when I say simple, I mean for us offensively. And we saw a little bit of that when Kenny Two Gloves was out there. Get a ball to Saquon, even though it was tough sledding. Get a ball to Saquon. Put the ball in the hand of your playmakers. Jalen's special. No question about that. And I'm not trying to diminish what he brings to the table. That's not what I'm trying to do. But at the same time, if he's not ready to go, there is a formula for success here,
in my opinion. But to be fair, so we saw Kenny extended play twice this year, right? Washington when he came in, and then Dallas. They lost with Kenny against a good team. They beat a bad team. The Green Bay's, I don't think Green Bay's great, and I agree with you, they're leaking oil. We're going to hear in this segment from some of the stuff going in the locker room, but they're good, right?
Yeah, they're not a slouch.
No,
I'm not saying
they
that.
They won 11 games.
But the Saquon Barkley that got him for, what, 3 touchdowns in the first game or two? It was 1 or 2 or 3.
It was 3. I think it was 3.
Yeah, that's not the same Saquon. That Saquon was just getting his feet wet. That Saquon was looked at as a complimentary piece in that game.
He was.
Now, this Saquon is the centerpiece. It's a totally different ball game now, brother. And with that being said, you're going to have to allocate all of your resources, well, I would think, to stop that man who just, by the way, got slighted from breaking the all-time rushing record in the NFL. So you know he's going to be ready to play.
Yeah, he had 3 touchdowns. I'm looking back at the box score now. It was 20. His rushing actually was kind of tame considering the rest of the season. It was 24 for 109.
Just getting his feet wet.
2 touchdowns. And then he had the two receptions, 23 yards and a touchdown. He had that touchdown in the front corner of the end zone on the wheel route. Yeah, he played well that day, but you're right. He's been better since then. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines. And of course, your thoughts on the Hugh Beard situation, which, you know, we're trying to pin you down with a number here. We're going to extend this down to Sunday because you've put up such a stink the last couple days.
I'm not going to go quietly into the night.
No, I mean, you're lucky that we're nice about this cuz I mean, we could.
You were nice. You've been bullying me the whole time.
You lost.
I did lose. Let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
Say, because we like to play the gambling game.
Mm-hmm.
Say, if we made a bet for the Eagles defense not to give up 18 points a season, and say we went with the numbers that we see on the official account or the official stats from the NFL, do you think Vegas would pay you that bet?
I think if the bet was defensive points allowed.
See, now we're playing semantics. Points allowed. Okay, so if you had a bet for 18 points a game,
yeah.
Do you think that they would pay you out?
I don't know how they'd handle this.
You know how they would handle
it,
Joe.
They are pretty particular about the way it's worded in those bets. So I think if they said defensive points per game allowed, then they would pay that out.
Yeah, so that means I won.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, that means I won.
No,
the exact
no, because actually what I said,
nope.
you heard what I said. I rounded up because they actually gave up 17.8 points a game. And I said if they went to the stat that I was referring to and you made a bet for 18 points.
No, like if say the bet that we made was
no,
on FanDuel.
No, I'm talking about a
we would have gotten paid out.
Okay, so that means I won.
No, we would have gotten paid out. Us.
No,
you're not. Kyle and
no.
I don't think you're
that
following.
That means you're not following what I'm saying. I said if we made a bet on FanDuel saying that the Eagles gave up 18 points a game.
But that was the Eagles' defense.
Yeah. No, the Eagles.
Now you're the one trying to spin this.
No,
into
I'm not spinning
not.
It, but
spin
I'm saying the
Dr.
Eagles.
Dr. Douglas.
Okay, let's do it the way you said it then. The Eagles' defense gave up 18 points a game.
But they gave up less than that.
They would pay that bet out. They would pay that bet out.
I
18
know.
Points a game. They would pay it out.
All I know is.
So that means, in essence, I won.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they would.
Why?
Because it would be the opponents to score. The opponent's bets,
no,
right?
No, not if it said defensive points per game.
No, defense. You said defensive points.
Okay.
Yeah.
And keep telling yourself that, all right?
I'm just trying
keep
to tell you, man.
Keep telling yourself
won.
That. You
did
didn't.
Win.
I mean, I think the entire city feels a certain way.
Well, I know the city feels a certain way because of my take. They're not feeling a certain kind of way because, like, in the stat book, when it says how many points did the defense allow, and if you ask Siri right now, how many points did the Eagles defense allow? She'll say 17.8. I have an agenda.
You know, I think we need to maybe get an official. Maybe we
right
could
now.
Find a way to get someone with the official stats for the NFL. I mean, this because I'm pretty confident you lost on just reality here, and you're living in
how
in
many
a la-la
points
land.
Did the Eagles defense allow in 2024? That's what I just asked Siri, and it said it goes to Fox Sports points allowed, NFL stat leaders. It says Eagles 303, Los Angeles Chargers 301.
Yeah, but we established that's
stats.
Wrong. We had that's
no,
wrong.
No, but this is Siri. Siri is like the top of the top.
Siri doesn't know 300, anything.
It says
it's not.
The Los
Siri
Angeles Chargers
know anything.
301. That's what it said. I'm looking at it. It said NFL official NFL stat.
I can't even say the head coach's name without this technology popping
this
up on
this
my phone.
NFL
she has no
stat.
Idea what she's doing.
I'm just telling you.
Didn't we establish earlier that the Chargers beat writer negated all this last night? It's over. I mean,
the Philadelphia Eagles defense allowed 303 points, opponent points, this season.
No, opponent points. That's not points by the opponent's offense.
No, it said the Philadelphia Eagles defense. Yeah. It says Eagles defense 2024 points allowed.
Lies,
that's what it says.
And those are lies. I mean, we all
that's what it says. Matter of fact, I'm gonna make this my header now.
What is the Eagles defense on the field when the Jaguars offense scored?
It says Eagles.
No, their defense scored.
2024 points allowed. That's what it says. I'm going by what it says.
You know what? Let's talk to Joe and Kenson. I need.
I'm just saying.
What's up, Joe? Joe. All right, Joe's probably trying to calculate this. Seth and Media is up. What's up, Seth?
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey, Seth. What's up?
Not much. Cue the camera over there.
Unbelievable.
First of all, Seth.
No, let me put this to bed.
First of all, don't call me Hugh the camera. That's where we draw the line.
Hugh the camera.
Okay,
I'm
so Seth,
right
when
now.
You look at the stats for the Eagles defense, how many points does it say it gave up?
Let me put this to bed.
No, let you spin it.
Before.
That's what you're about to do. Spin it.
Sir, you tried to say that when the Eagles. When the Eagles offense has an interception that they turn into the defense, right?
First of all, wasn't my spin. That was my lawyer's spin. Get it right.
Okay. Well, your lawyer is about to lose, okay? Because here you go. And I don't even have a law degree, right? I graduated from Delco University. All right, here we go. When the defense gets an interception and runs it back for the touchdown, does that count towards an offensive touchdown?
Nope.
No, it does not. So there is no way that the offense should ever be counted as defense. Yeah, they have to make a tackle, and that's part of it, but they're still the offense, right? When offensive line blocks somebody, it's an offensive block. Defensive line blocks somebody, it's a defensive. It's part of the game.
Seth, I'll let you speak now. Matt, please have the floor.
100%, Mr. Greenbeard.
Okay, so do you have a smartphone?
I mean, sure.
No, do you have a smartphone? Now, do me a favor. When you get off the phone from this phone call, ask your smartphone, how many points did the defense allow of the Philadelphia Eagles in 2024? Ask your smartphone that and see what comes up.
Don't do it.
No, because he knows what's going to happen.
The smartphone doesn't understand the context.
I'm giving him the context. When you say, okay, do me this favor. For everybody, Seth, for everybody who says that I lost this bet, do this exact thing for me. Google, go into your smartphone just like this, say, how many points did the Philadelphia Eagles defense give up this year? Ask to say that. Just say that and get back to me.
But the phone's wrong.
No,
yeah,
we
can do the math ourselves and figure this out.
No, get back. No, when you do that, when you do that, get back to me. I am not asking.
You're trying to get off on a technicality here. No, I'm not trying to get off on a technicality. When you Google something,
I am doing specifically what y'all are doing.
No,
okay. Google, do me that favor then.
We just did the math.
Go into your phone and say Siri or Alexa or whatever it is. Say, how many points did the Eagles' defense allow in 2024? Do that for me and get back to me.
I will do that, but then you got to go on your smartphone and try and find who has the best prices on green beard dye.
Dog, listen, first
of all, good phone call, Seth.
I've already, I knew that there was a possibility that this was going to happen, so don't you worry about that. Just do what I asked you to do. I got this covered. If it happens, I am a man of my word. I will do this, but as of yesterday and today and or later on this week, I'm right.
I mean, you could say it. It doesn't mean it's true, but you can believe that. Do we? I want to play something for everyone. And Hugh, I want you to hear this again, and then I want you to tell me what this was, because let's just hear it. I mean, this is not a score that should be counted against the Eagles' defense. Here it was back in week, I don't know, 9?
Hurts comes back. He gives it off to Barkley. Barkley crawls along the ground, fumbles the football, and it's recovered. Now, was it fumbled while he was down? The Jaguars pick it up. They're running down the field, and in for the touchdown goes Trayvon Walker.
Now, there's a reason for concern.
Wow, that defense, man, really serious.
I hear what you're saying,
but like I said, when we do it again for y'all, just because Siri, how many points did the Philadelphia Eagles defense give up in 2024?
Quite frankly,
she ain't going to speak to me. But it comes up the same.
She's getting tired of you.
She knows you're wrong.
No, she don't speak. She don't speak, but she know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. That's all. Hey, I only can go on what's being said and what Vegas is going to honor. And the NFL is honoring
this
that.
It says
303 points.
This is the midday show sports book.
I know. This is the midday show full of bullies and coercers.
Let's take it a step further. Forget the
and
points.
Coercers and rabble rousers.
Forget the points.
And people that hate the fieriest take that ever has been on this radio station.
Okay.
That's the best take ever. They're going to put that on my Rushmore out there.
Your take is in the bottom of the Schuylkill.
I am not
Let's
going
take
out
it
without a
step
fight.
Further.
Seth, did you Google it, Seth? Where you at, Seth?
Can we take
I
it
ain't
a
heard from you.
Can we take it a step further?
We've taken it further as we go. We've taken it this far. Why not? Why not let's go a little bit further?
When the Jaguars picked up that fumble and ran in for the touchdown, should all those yards also be counted against our defense?
Well.
Want me to do it again? Siri.
No, I don't care about Siri.
I'm just telling you what Siri
is. Siri's just reading from Google.
I'm just telling you what Siri
is. Siri doesn't know anything. Not for Siri. All right. Can we hear from the Packers? We can all agree on this. The vibes in Green Bay, they're not great. So what do we have here, Kyle? Do we have Xavier McKinney?
Xavier McKinney and Matt LaFleur.
All right. Let's hear from this. So yesterday and Sunday after the game, so the Packers lost their last two games, right? They lost in Minnesota 2 weeks ago, and they lost to the Bears at home in a game. I guess they were trying for seeding and trying to avoid coming here, but they couldn't even win it anyway. The coach botched the timeout situation at the end. He gave they lost the Bears. The Bears had won a game since October. They lost the Bears on Sunday. Listen to this stuff. It doesn't sound to me, Hugh, like the Packers are coming in here as a strong, united front. Let's hear from Xavier McKinney first. Packers safety had a great season as a free agent there, but he did not seem thrilled with how the team's playing after the game.
What would you like to see corrected from this one before next week?
Everything. Yeah. I mean, this is what it is. Same stuff every week. So, I mean, I think it's, you know, the guys individually, everybody got to look at themselves and say, okay, what do we want to do? You know, how far do we want to take this? And, I think that's just the reality of it.
You know, I hear that, Hugh. I get some last year Eagle vibes today. They won 11 games, but the question heading into the postseason is, what do you want to get fixed? And he said everything? That doesn't sound good.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. It just sounds like a team that's in a little bit of disarray. They don't like the way things are going. Basically, like you said, they sound like we did last year.
It does.
There's a little bit of, dissension in the ranks a little bit.
Well, then the head coach asked about, I guess, a little team meeting after the game. Here's LaFleur in his locker room after the game on Sunday.
How do you deal with your team's psyche? You were rolling pretty good last year going into the postseason. And you could feel the momentum. What's your approach as a coach to get
it? Yeah, I think it's, like I said, I think the guys had some strong words in the locker room. I think their mind will be in the right place, and it all starts with our energy, how we attack it, and coming into the building. And you know, it's we said this way back when during training camp. It's standards over feelings, and you know, there's a standard that we have to approach each day with, and you got to come in with that energy and just attack it, and you know, put your best foot forward, because anything, this is like March Madness from here on out. I mean, anything can happen.
I mean, when you're being asked about your team's psyche heading into the postseason, something's off. I the more I hear that stuff, the better I feel about the Eagles on Sunday. They don't seem right, even though they're obviously a good team here. They don't seem right heading into this game.
Well, that's not what you want to hear, honestly, before a playoff game. You don't want to hear we got to fix everything.
And our we got to talk about the psyche of the locker room.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about that, because it's one of those things where, you know, we were wishful thinking last year. We were in a situation where we were hoping. We all knew that the Eagles were in a bad spot, but going into the playoffs, we were all hoping that the outcome was going
to
be.
Oh, we lied to ourselves. Yeah,
we hoped the outcome that was going to be in our favor. I say all that to say I'm not counting on that, but it doesn't sound good. Now, we still got to go out there. We just can't roll our hats out there and expect them to lay down. You still got to go out there and play the game, but it doesn't sound good. It really doesn't sound good over there.
Yeah, if the Eagles are buttoned up on Sunday, they're in a much better spot. They're better. They're at home. They're a better team to begin with, and their vibes are way better. They're more cohesive than the Packers right now. That makes me feel good. Now we just got to make sure the quarterback's healthy, ready to go. Jay in West Philly, what's up, Jay?
What's going on?
How we doing, Jay?
Look, another day for you to worry about something. Jeff.
That's right.
You worry about everything, man. Look, you're going to be rested, ready for the playoffs. You got Saquon Barkley back there to ease him into the game. We're going to be good, man. Stop worrying about everything.
Well, I'll worry less once he gets out of concussion protocol. I mean, that seems fair.
He's going to be all right, man. You don't think if the game missed something last week, you don't think he would have been ready to play?
No. He didn't clear concussion protocol. He wouldn't have been able to.
The game didn't mean anything, so they kept him out of there. No reason. His finger messed up. That's probably what they held him out more than that concussion protocol. His finger messed up.
But they didn't play any of the starters. He could have practiced last week and still not played. I mean,
practice for what? He know all the plays. He know what's going on.
He's the quarterback.
Exactly. And he's taking a break till the playoffs come.
Oh,
not
great.
Worry about everything, man. Not being
well, someone around
down,
here
man.
Has to worry about this.
Look,
somebody got
to
do
look.
It.
You need to worry about losing that bet, which you already lost.
Oh, you're on Hugh's side of this?
I mean, because technically I did win. But the peer pressure.
What fight?
They're trying to make me succumb to peer pressure.
This is a joke.
Hey, Hugh, the nervous guy already told on himself. Because what do you say? He said double or nothing. That means you lost. That's what you say when you lose.
No, I mean, I'm just trying.
Oh,
I'm trying to offer an olive branch to. I mean, Hugh's flip flopping like a fish over here.
I should have known that Jay would be annoying about this.
I am not flip flopping.
So wait, Jay, you think defensive touchdowns should count for the points?
17.8.
Is 17.8 or 17.8? Man, I don't. You know, we can argue how we got there. But when you Google,
men lie, women lie, numbers don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That tell them again. Tell them again, Jay. I'm just saying.
Numbers do lie, though.
Google what I just told you.
No, hold on. Just for the sake of clarity, statistics in football can absolutely lack context, Jay. Just to point that out.
When you look at the paper, what did it say? 17.8, right?
Right, but that's without context.
Context. Jay. You ask your smartphone, how many points did the Eagles defense
give
up this
year? Well, an update on that. Because I've received text messages of people asking their smartphone.
Uh-huh.
It takes me directly to the page where it only says 17. They rounded down.
How about that?
No, that's
what you asked the people to do.
You asked!
That is not true.
It is.
I mean,
I have photo evidence.
That is not true.
Okay. So, look, if it's 16.
Well, that's still the point. I still kind of won, then.
No, it's not.
If it's not 17.8,
the one thing
has
I do
to be
recall,
17.1.
100% is if we said 17
no,
or fewer.
No, you're right. But if it says it can't say 17, it has to say 17.1.
No,
I
can see it. It says 17.
I mean, the worst thing for you, Hugh, is that Jay's on your side. Jay, good phone call. I mean, you got Jay on your side. You've lost. All right. Bottom line is this: the Eagles' defense, just that flat out. The Eagles' defense allowed 288 points this year. They allowed a touchdown on special teams. They allowed a touchdown via their offense fumbling for a return. Those are the facts, and by that alone, your beard should be green right now. I am, as a friend, trying to help you get to Sunday to extend this.
You know what? See, I'm about to go on the Eagles' official spot. Let me see what my man.
Okay, you do that.
Let me see what my man does.
Let's go to Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Oh man, this you know I love you, right?
I'm listening.
But
you're killing me, Hugh. I mean, you my hero, but when you sit up here, see, here's the thing. You're getting attacked, and rightfully so, because you're standing on, you know, a jackass statement. And then
so wait a minute, Big V. Let me finish. Are you mad at me about my take, or are you mad at me about the fact that I actually won the bet? Which one is
actually, I'm not mad at you about either of those.
Okay,
I'm just stating the obvious facts.
So what are the obvious facts in this situation, Big V?
The obvious fact is that statistically will prove, since you're getting so much backlash from a statement that defense is a luxury, and is what you're standing on, which is a jackass statement.
Okay, but how am I wrong, Big V? How am I wrong? Because how many points did the Eagles defense give up this year?
Okay, let me ask the first
see,
one.
You see, this is the, wait a minute, Big V. I'm gonna let you speak, but this is why, Big V. I'm gonna let you speak, but this is where you're making this conversation harder than it needs to be, because I asked you a direct question, and I'm gonna answer your questions.
But
Big V, but you're doing a lot of tap dancing. Okay, I'm gonna ask you again, Big V, in case you missed it. How many points does it say that the Eagles defense gave up this year?
No, it depends on who you're
asking. See, this is where we part ways, BV. I asked you a specific question. We're going to have a grown-up conversation, but I'm trying to get you to acknowledge what I'm trying to get you to acknowledge. Again, I'll ask. How many points did it say that the Eagles defense gave up this year?
Okay, according to yours, it says 17.8.
Big V, because see, now you're playing semantics. We're doing a word salad.
These are alternative facts.
No, go to the NFL's website, NFL.com, and type in. The floor is yours. I'm done talking. The floor is yours, bro.
We don't need a website. We watched it. We watched the Jaguars defense.
The floor is yours, Big V. I have nothing else to say because it's clear to me now that I can't have a grown-up conversation with you. So you got the floor, dog. It's all yours.
It's clear that you can't seem to have a grown-up conversation with 70% of the audience on that subject.
Big V, before I let you finish, because you threw a shot, I'm not wrong in this. This is personal, and I know this. This ain't about me being right or wrong. This is personal. But go ahead. The floor is yours. You got it.
It's personally about you being wrong.
See, thank you, Big V, for acknowledging this.
Big V.
Here is what's pissing people off that love you, Hugh. Instead of you acknowledging that, you get into more jackassery to support a fact that you know you've already lost. And then when we think that it couldn't get worse, you go into a higher level of jackassery.
No, Big V, y'all just mad because I'm right and I won't back down.
And Big V, as someone who spews a lot of jackassery, down. I get it.
I will stand my ground. And I won't bang.
Because
I'm right. Google it. Big V, Google it right now. Google it. Y'all mad because I said something that got under people's skin, but I was right for 2 years.
2 years?
Yes.
You said something that got under people's
skin. This is the hill. I'll die on this hill.
I'm going to die on
this
phone call.
This is my new hill.
Yeah. This thing was dead on arrival.
This is my new hill.
The second it left your lips.
You, Big V, and whoever else want to call me names. I stand on what I say because, like I said, when I Google what I Google, it says 17.8. And if you want me to, I will put it up again because I put it on my Twitter. It says 17.8 by the Eagles defense.
What's the reaction been on that post, by the way?
What?
What's the reaction been? You posted that on Twitter. What's been the reaction?
It's been a whole lot of people agree.
You know what?
No, it's been a whole lot of people that just want me to run around with a green beard. I even got people talking about, hey, man, just do it for the people.
On the other side, we'll have a football guy, Ross Tucker. He knows what this means. We'll get his opinion on it. Plus, is he concerned about the Hurts situation? Pickett or McKee, who should be number two? And Ross's take on the game, the matchup, the Packers and the Eagles. We'll talk to Ross Tucker next, along with all your phone calls. 215-592-9445. 949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.